Sky Carumba, October 8th through 14th, 2023. If you live in the area where the solar eclipse is visible on Saturday, I hope you've been preparing. Most places in the Americas get a partial eclipse on the 14th. A central path from the Pacific Northwest United States to northern Brazil is where you'll see the annular eclipse, a ring that is the sun surrounding the moon's black silhouette. The annular track begins in the Pacific Ocean and crosses onto the North American landmass in the U.S. state of Oregon. In a place between Florence and Reedsport, the annular phase lasts 4.5 minutes, starting at 16:16 Universal Time. In Corpus Christi, Texas, the annular phase lasts 5 minutes, beginning a few seconds before 16:56 Universal Time. 96% of the moon's radius covers the sun's radius there. The central track crosses the Gulf of Mexico to the Yucatan Peninsula, where north of Campeche, annularity begins at 17:21 and lasts for 5 minutes. After crossing the Yucatan, the central path crosses the Gulf of Honduras. At La Ceiba, Honduras, the annular phase lasts a little more than 5 minutes, starting a few seconds before 17:39 UT. It's back into the Caribbean Sea a few minutes later at 17:53, then across Panama, with the most central path reaching Belen from 1807 to 1812. The path briefly goes over the Pacific Ocean again at the Gulf of Panama and reaches Pizarro, Colombia from 1823 to 1828. From 1851 to 1856 UT, the Colombia-Brazil border north of La Pedrera gets the annular phase. From a part of the central track in Maranhão State in Brazil to the Atlantic coast north of Recife, viewers will get annularity at sunset. Partial phases will be seen from as far north as the northern Canadian islands to as far south as central Argentina and central Chile. The closer you are to the central path, of course, the more sun you'll see covered. Look up a visibility map at skycarumba.com. You can click on your location to find the specific times for when the eclipse starts and ends. Of course, I must remind you, don't look directly at the sun without eye protection. Use a solar filter. That's something made specifically for viewing a solar eclipse. Or project an image of the sun, perhaps with a pinhole projector. Mars is pretty much gone from the evening sky this week. Maybe a few very astute observers from around 28 degrees south can spot it very close to the horizon after sunset using binoculars. Saturn's high in the eastern part of the sky as darkness begins. It continues retrograde motion in Aquarius. Jupiter and Uranus rise mid-evening. They're also retrograde, but a little north of Cetus's head. In the hours before dawn, Venus passes by Regulus in Leo this week. A waning crescent moon starts the weekend Cancer. Tuesday morning, it's near Venus, and with Regulus nearby, this month's Venus-Moon pairing has an extra sparkle. And of course, with the solar eclipse on Saturday, we have a new moon that day. Next week, Mercury will move to the other side of the sun. Mars won't quite make it there, coming from the other direction, and the moon makes it to 28.3 degrees south. Sky Carumba.